Patrick Adams.
And I'm Caroline Legere.
And this is Librarians of Littles, a podcast where we discuss picture books, include makerspace activities, and where we give tips and tricks for working with our youngest learners. This is actually a bonus episode, our first bonus episode that we've ever done. But we just spent the last few days at the Texas Library Association Conference in Dallas, Texas. And so we wanted to just talk about our experiences, some of the really cool things that we were able to do, some of the things that we were able to learn about, and just give just a quick little idea of what it's like to go to a very large state conference. What we found for sure was that a lot of other states have conferences, but not to the scale that Texas has. Texas, everything's always bigger in Texas, and that includes our library conferences. So we're going to have a discussion about some of the wonderful experiences that we had during our time there. So Caroline, you were able to go to the first 2 days of the conference. It was a 4-day conference. You were able to make it to the first two, which is awesome that we were able to get you out of your library and come to the conference. So if you had to pick your favorite thing about the conference that we were able to attend, what's your very favorite thing that you got to do or experience or see? Like, what was the best part?
That's such a good question, and that is so hard. Oh, no. Okay. I think it might be the author sketch-off. Nope, illustrator sketch-off. Authors don't sketch. That's foolish. Sorry. The illustrator sketch-off. That was kind of amazing. So I, like you were saying, I had no idea. Like, I knew that TLA was a big deal, and I didn't, but I didn't realize that other states don't have a massive conference like this. Like a 4-day in a giant convention center with all the authors and all the things. But definitely my favorite, I think, was the illustrator sketch-off, which you recommended, and it was a great recommendation. So we got to see, I have to remember all the names of everybody who went. Maybe I need to pause this and look it up.
Hold on a second. We can pull this up pretty quick. Hold on.
Yeah, I've got my phone. I'm pulling it up on the app. I assume it's still on the app. It should be.
Let's see.
That was on Wednesday. Here it is. Come now. Oh gosh, I'm gonna have to figure out how to say these things. Okay, I'm looking at it, but I have to say it now.
Montijo? It's not so. Montijo, yes.
Is that
it's
how you
the.
Say it?
It's the.
Alvitre?
Alvitre.
Is it Alvitre? How do you. Is that. What nationality is that?
Alvitre.
That would help. Oh my gosh. Okay, I'm just going to try it.
Okay, here it tells us if you click on her name. So she's a comic book illustrator, artist, recently. Maybe not. Okay. Let me see. Hold on. Let me see what I can do.
As I recall, they were struggling to pronounce her name as well.
Yes, it wasn't just you. So,
there I know.
You
go.
She is a Tongva and Scottish.
Oh, snap. That doesn't help. I was like, if it's Spanish, I can do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
She was born in Santa Monica Mountains on the property of Satwiwa. Yeah, that's fun.
Okay, I'm just going to go for it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You ready?
Yep.
Okay. So my favorite thing was definitely going to see the artist illustrator sketch off. So what that was they had seven amazing illustrators. It was Raoul the Third. Is it Rhodey or Rhode?
I think it's Rhodey.
I think it
I
is
think.
too. Rhodey Montijo, Wichiot Alvitre, Nyla Magruder, Reina Telgemeier, Kat
Fajardo.
Fajardo, you reckon?
I think
Fajardo?
so.
Okay.
Fajardo.
And Kat Fajardo. And I know I don't see it in
Bob
here.
Shea was a, I think he was a
Was
late
he a
entry.
bonus?
I think he was a late entry, yeah.
Okay. All right. And Bob Shea. And Bob Shea were all illustrating. And Greg Pezzoli was a moderator. I guess you would call it a host, a
Yeah.
judge. They called it a judge at first, but he was clearly not just a judge.
Yes.
So pretty much you had these seven amazing award-winning illustrators who are kind of incredible, and like everything they touch turns to gold. And Greg Pezzoli was giving them these really off-the-wall things that they had to draw within like 3 minutes. And once that was all done, they had raffled off the illustrations to the audience. And it was hilarious. It was so much fun. I don't even think I can adequately describe how amazing it was getting to see these artists in action and how kind of quickly they kind of came up with their ideas. And there was a lot of improv involved there. Greg Pezzoli like had a list of things to choose from as far as like prompts and things that he was that the convention I think just gave him a list of things that he could use as far as prompts goes, but he definitely kind of got the audience involved and let the audience kind of help pick some of the silly things that everybody had to draw. So some of the things were like they had 3 minutes to draw something like their least favorite food as a villain. That was a lot of fun. And then there was like Greg Pezzoli said two things that he hated to draw more than anything else, even after like 20 years as an artist. He hated to draw horses and bicycles, so everybody had to draw a horse riding a bicycle and just silly things like that. And it was so much fun. I'm happy to announce that I won one of the raffles. Actually, we both did. I have my picture of one of the prompts was Greg Pezzoli said since he was being so mean and having everybody draw things that they hated to draw, he told them to draw a picture of him. So I have a picture that Kat Fajardo made of everybody throwing terrible things at Greg Pezzoli because he's being the mean judge, and he's got a shirt that says "Meanie" on it, and I'm so excited that I have that.
That was cool. I was excited. I ended up with, for the prompt, draw the food you dislike most as a villain. I ended up with a Reina Telgemeier villainous mushroom that I'm working. I got to find a frame for it so I can put it up in the library because I'm really excited about that.
That one was exceptionally cool.
Yeah,
That was one of my favorite drawings of the evening. That was
it
well
was
done.
a. Yes, it was a really cool event. And this was something that some of the librarians from my school district mentioned to me last year, and they were like, "You got to check this out." And I went, and it was a blast. So when I heard you were going to make it this year, I was like, "We got to go to this event. It's so much fun." The energy level is just through the roof the entire time. The illustrators are just they're all such good sports about it, and just like you can tell they're just having a blast being goofy. Bob Shea especially was just like completely off the wall the entire time. But they all have such a great sense of humor, and like truly their artistic ability and their ability to just off the cuff work with the random prompts that were given to them was it's pretty amazing. So it was really a cool event, and I'm glad you were able to come because it really is. It's become one of my favorite events to go to as well.
That was
It's
that
really
was
cool.
hands down my favorite. So, Good choice. Glad we got to go see that. What was your favorite thing at the conference?
I think my favorite thing was the ability to connect with so many authors. Our second day at the conference, we spent the entire day just meeting authors and illustrators, and I think that was one of the coolest things. Like, we got, not just because we got like a ton of books and like we got signatures and stuff like that, but just like we got to connect with those authors and those illustrators, and like they made the line move quickly, but it wasn't a here's your book, go. It was like, you can have a moment and you can talk to these people and like make those connections. And it was just so cool to be able to meet so many authors who were just so happy that people are interested in their work. Like I kept saying, you and I both kept saying, this is kind of like Disneyland for librarians, because we get to like see all of these authors and meet all these people and do, but I really think that the authors really get something out of it too, because the pure joy that they, you could see on their faces that everyone was excited to see them. And to, you could just tell that they were just so happy that people were appreciative of their work. And it was just really cool to be able to make those connections with so many amazing authors and illustrators. Like, we posted a bunch of pictures on our social medias of like some of the authors and stuff. And a bunch of them have already reached out and come, hey, thank you so much. So glad that you were able to get to our line and get this book, or, you know, I hope you enjoy reading this. And like, it's just so cool to be able to make those connections with those authors. We were super fortunate that just randomly one of the authors was out and around on the first day that we were there, and she happened to be an author that their book is in the book battle that my district does. And so I went over to get a picture, and she was just so happy to hear that we were using her book to get kids to read for a challenge kind of thing. And then we ended up standing in line with her, like she was in front of us in line for half an hour, and just able to, you know, talk and just like realize that these people are just, they're humans too, and they're just as excited to be there and to meet people that have read their books. And I think that's my favorite experience, is being able to see all of those people and just kind of make that kind of personal connection with them. It was really cool.
It really was. It was very, something very special about kind of coming together to kind of celebrate all of these artists and authors. That wasn't very well spoken, but that's okay.
That's okay.
Yeah, it was very special getting to come together like that to kind of celebrate reading, celebrate learning, especially in Texas, where we do honestly have to live with some book banning and things like that. So it was nice to see everybody celebrated, and just all the joy that we got to experience surrounding all of the reading and the books and the things. Everybody's just so kind and just really working together to kind of help spread the literacy. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was great. And then, so you were only able to make it for the first 2 days, the Thursday, and then Friday's really just a half day. But on Thursday, there were two really cool experiences. First being that Lewis Sacker was one of the general session speakers. He has a new book coming out in the fall. I think it comes out around August. And it's his first, like, adult book. Not adult in that, like, necessarily, like, content, but, like, the main character and the focus of the book is an adult character. And so he, like, talked a little bit about the process of making that, and he read part of it to us. And so I'm looking forward to that. That was a really cool experience, because growing up, reading his books, like, you know, Holes and There's a Boy in the Girl's Bathroom and that kind of thing. So to actually be able to see him and hear him talk about his process, he's definitely, I mean, his big books came out in the late 90s, so he's a little bit older. And so some of the answers that he gave were like, I don't know. I don't know how that idea came up. It just was there, kind of thing. Like, but at the same, like, but in an endearing way, you know? It was very fun to hear him speak and talk a little bit about his experience as an author. So that was really cool. And then something that was very special at the conference this year, they did a screening of the new documentary that's coming out soon called The Librarians. And it is a documentary about the book banning and issues that many of us have been dealing with for the last couple years. This particular documentary, it's directed by Kim A. Snyder. They do a great job of talking about those librarians in states like Texas and in Florida and other states also that have had to become the defenders of libraries and the defenders of books and the defenders of intellectual freedom. And it was a super moving, powerful movie. It's so they're currently doing the film festival circuit, but they've been to Sundance and they've been to a bunch of other film festivals. And so this fall it should be coming out in theaters. I'm not sure how widely that'll be happening, but they're working on that for the fall, and then after that they're working for distribution and things. But it was amazing. If our listeners have the opportunity to see this documentary, whether it's in theaters or at one of the many screenings that they're working to set up over the next year, or once it comes out and goes to a streaming service of some kind, that would be amazing for you to do that, because it really does talk about some of the immense issues that we've been having as librarians to take on and deal with. And it's just a really powerful story that everyone should hear and understand. It was really cool.
Yeah, I haven't, unfortunately I wasn't able to get a sub on Thursday or Friday, but I'm very much looking forward to watching that documentary in particular. It sounds really interesting.
It is, and I'm sure for you and I, especially knowing one of the librarians that's in the movie, it was very emotional. Some of our friends were there with me watching it, and there were tears. 'Cause we've all been dealing with this for a couple of years now, and I'm hoping that it's a pendulum and it starts to swing the other way soon. I hope. But yeah, they do a really great job of telling this story and is sharing a lot of different points from a lot of different librarians and how they're having to deal with that. And so, yeah, it was very powerful.
That sounds like it. And like you were saying, like, I do think, I mean, everything's a pendulum, right? Everything changes. Everything's fluid. Right. But like, part of changing it is awareness. So I'm hoping that with documentaries like this and just like spreading the word like this, it'll kind of help a little push that pendulum a little bit sooner rather than later. I hope. Hopefully. I don't know. I'm endlessly optimistic. Yeah. But yeah, I'm very much looking forward to watching that when it is out on a streaming service, or if it's really anywhere in this area. I do intend to go to a theater and watch it in the fall.
And I bet that if they do, even if it's a limited release, they'll probably have it in the DFW area, which means that we could probably set up where we get our group of librarians together and do like a screening of it again as a group. I bet we could figure that out. That would be really good.
Oh, absolutely. That's happening.
Yes. Other than like those special things, it was cool. We got to meet Michael Threets. We got to listen to him talk about Library Joy. We got to hear about his struggle and his perseverance through mental health and his basically, I don't want to say the word plea, but just his expression that that is something that as librarians we need to be focused on and helping people with, which I completely agree. Helping, especially as in libraries, at school libraries, helping our students find that balance so that they can have a positive mental health attitude and making sure that we're a place where they can be safe is super important, of course. He also, Michael Threets was also able to talk to us about some of his work with preservation societies to preserve our stories. That was really cool. And then the other really great thing is that there were a lot of really good presentations put on by other librarians that we were able to go to and attend and hear about. We got to hear about using puppets in the elementary schools. You know, he got to hear about some new horror books that were coming out. That was a cool author panel that we went to.
We got to see kind of the curriculum at a glance for a couple of schools for the whole year. That was nice. That gave us some good, well, gave me some really good ideas for the future and, you know, some different ideas that we could do next year, like next year when I create my curriculum. So,
yeah, there was a lot of, I went to a session about AI and using that in school, which was interesting, and it brought up a lot of good points about teaching students to, especially in like the upper elementary grades, but teaching students to use AI in a respectful and kind of controlled manner so that they're not just plagiarizing, but using it as a way to gather and curate the information that you need so that you can then do the assignment or whatever, which is kind of a cool idea. And then I was able to go to it, being in an elementary campus, I have through fifth grade. One of the things that a lot of my students really enjoy are graphic novels and the manga. And so I was able to go to a presentation about curating lists of manga for students under 13, which can be challenging at times. And so they had a really great presentation on that. I got to go to a presentation that was an author's panel, author illustrator panel for authors and illustrators from the state of Texas that did picture books. And so I got to hear about that kind of stuff. It was good. And then, on Friday, which was the last day and it was a half day, I got to learn about one librarian's focus on how she starts in like July and kind of plans out her entire school year and starts planning like what programs to include and what concepts to hit and that kind of stuff. And so that was pretty cool. I'm going to try that this year, see if I can kind of have a better, like, the end and goal, the end in mind kind of goal of what things do I want to hit and where do I want to put them in the year so that I actually get to them, instead of so much of a,
like a backwards 2 weeks design kind of deal.
Yeah. Instead of just being like, in 2 weeks, I need to hit on this within the next 2 weeks. I should figure out a plan of how to do that. Like if I start at the end and work backwards, I think that would be a really great thing. And then, the last session I went to on Friday was super cool. It was a librarian from Houston. She's on most of the stuff. She's Rachel Reeds on a bunch of the social media platforms. She does a lot of stuff. And so she's an amazing librarian. And the campus that she used to be on when she was in high school, now she's at a middle school, but the campus that she was on when she was at high school, they had a licensed counseling professional on staff. And so it was about how they work together to make the library like a safe place for a lot of kids and doing a lot of social emotional learning with the school library and other students, and like having the students come in when they are getting stressed and having that anxiety and stuff, and here's what we can provide in the library to help them see this place as a calming place to be able to get their emotions under control so that they can start to think more clearly and go back to their classrooms and continue to work and that kind of, it was just,
yeah,
it was a really cool idea. Presentation. And so that's another great reason to attend these conferences, because you get to learn from so many amazing librarians that have so many wonderful ideas, and you get to see how they do it. They're the ones that are actually like boots on the ground doing it. And so you can see, mm-hmm. hey, this is something that actually works. And it's nice to be able to do that instead of just sitting in a PD session where it's somebody who's been out of education for years and they're telling you how to do everything. Like, these people yeah. are the ones that are doing it daily, and so you know it works, you know, and you well, know and that then, they get like, a realistic point of view, you know.
Yeah, well, then being a librarian by nature, a school librarian anyway, is a little bit isolating
absolutely
on your day-to-day anyway, because there isn't anybody else on campus for you to really collaborate with or bounce ideas off of. So it's really, there's something very special about coming together and meeting with other people who do the same thing as you, because in your day-to-day, you really don't have that. There's no collaboration, really, other than we're fortunate that we have each other, but I don't see you every day by any means. Mm-hmm. So it's really just like when I have a huge problem, like we're fortunate that we have each other, but like most people don't have that. So, yeah, it's really great to go to these things and get to network and find some fresh ideas from somebody else.
So, yeah. So those people that are listening, hopefully they have at least some kind of conference, state conference, local conference that they can attend. But if they're outside of the state of Texas and are interested, next year's conference is in Houston, which not the best place, but yeah. it is next year in Houston.
It's okay.
It's also weird. Next year, it's a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. It's only 3 days instead of four, and the first day is a Sunday. So that's unique. But I'm looking forward to going again. I think next year, I sent you a text with the picture with the info. We need to submit again so that we can present again. So hopefully we'll be able to present next year mm-hmm. in Houston, and maybe some of our listeners will be able to attend our session. I don't know. We'll have to see.
Yeah.
But that'd be pretty cool.
Sure would.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah. Hey. Right. Special little bonus episode, but...
love it.
I just thought...
It's great.
Since we were going anyway, we might as well talk about all the cool stuff we got to do, right?
Yeah. We got to do some real cool stuff.
Yeah.
So much fun.
It was a lot of fun. It was a good time. And hopefully Houston will be just as good.
I think so. Yeah. I really do. TLA is always a good time.
It is. And so, like, it's in Houston next year. The 2 years after that, it's in San Antonio. And then it'll be in Fort Worth mm-hmm. the following year. So we got 3 more years outside of the DFW area, but it'll be back in Fort Worth the 4th year. So,
yeah. I really like that Fort Worth location, too.
It's just
looking forward to it.
So convenient.
Even though it's only 4 years away. But that's okay.
Hey, it's just convenient. It works really well. So,
yeah. Convention center down there is good.
It's good. Yeah. And better than Dallas, there's actually places to eat around and stuff like that.
So. Yeah. Good location.
Yes.
All right. Do you want me to do the outro on this
sure.
bonus episode?
Why not?
Okay. Yeah. Are you ready for it?
Ready.
Okay. Thank you all for joining us today on this episode of Librarians of Littles. We hope you found some fresh ideas for inspiring our young readers. Please be sure to subscribe and connect with us on social media. Happy reading, everyone!